The usual vantage points for whale watching range from a beach, a jetty, and maybe a designated tour boat, but for Tasmanian man Kyo Land and Lane, the view turned out to be a quite different experience, and he had an extremely close encounter with a southern white whale. To find out about his experience, I'm speaking to him now. Welcome, Kyo.
Hey.
From the press coverage, you and your father in his boat started out about 100 metres away from two southern right whales, which you chanced upon. Am I right with that?
Yep, that's correct.
And you entered the water in your wetsuit, and what happened then?
So, I entered the water, I swam a little bit of distance away from the boat, and then they came into view once and then twice again, only quite a way away. The visibility that day was quite good, so I was very lucky to have that day as well, and the water was relatively calm, so as they came into view, I could just kind of just see their figure, their outline, the massive shadow that they were casting, because the water was only about 5 metres deep. It was very, very shallow there. And then on the third time, they came towards me, and I was thinking, oh, wow, this is awesome. They're coming right towards me, and they look incredible. In the water, they move like almost like an alien spaceship. It just seems so effortless. It almost seems like they're not physical. And as they came towards me, I saw that one of them was heading more kind of straight into me than just past me, and he kept coming closer, and about 10 metres I thought, oh yeah, right, well this is definitely close enough now. I don't think these whales really need to get much closer. And then as they got to about 3 metres, I could see the hairs on its chin, and I thought, whoa, this is unreal. And it had kind of aimed for the very centre of my chest, and I wasn't too comfortable with it getting that close, so I put out my hand to stop it from kind of pushing into my chest. They were going along so slowly, so I just got a gentle bump from them as I pushed away from this one whale, and I could feel it kept that touch just for a moment, like it didn't immediately react to that, and I could feel its huge power. It was like pushing against a bus, like you're not going to move the bus is going to move you. Yeah, and I pushed off it, and it backed itself up slightly, which was, I don't know how they can back themselves up. Such a big creature with only the one kind of big tail at the back to really propel themselves. And then he moved himself past me, though my leg was on a bit of a collision course with its pectoral flipper, not the one at the back, at the two at the front. And that gently bumped me as I went past, and I just got turned sideways. But yeah, the entire time I was completely still in the water once I got away from the boat, and they came to me and checked me out. So it was some mutual curiosity there.
You started out at about 100 metres away and sort of not knowing what would eventuate. What sort of limitations and precautions had you set yourself for that swim?
Well, I'm definitely, after they came, I had that encounter, they kept coming past the boat and they came and checked us out another 7 times, so definitely it didn't feel aggressive. So I was thinking that, I mean, I don't think it will happen in future, I think that will never happen again, but in terms of regulations and in my kind of view, I definitely plan on swimming with whales again, or at least just getting close enough just to see them. It's feels like you're witnessing a miracle. So I think I'm going to do my bit of getting into the water, and then if they come to me, then that's absolutely fine. Maybe I will stay a little bit close to the boat this time, though.
There are actually whale watching guidelines about, you know, how close you can come in the boat and how far you can fly above them or everything. We don't want to encourage people to sort of break those norms and actively approach. So they took the initiative, and we should emphasise that, shouldn't we? So that we don't have irresponsible activities taking place from people, no matter how much they adore whales, we'd like to interact with them. It's not our business to be doing that.
Yeah, and like, they're harassing whales is like chasing a dog's tail when the dog is a German Shepherd or a pit bull, and you know that they might bite you, and it's growling at you, so you probably shouldn't go do that. But with whales, they're a lot bigger. They're a lot more dangerous. And I think more than that, it's not very nice to go and harass another creature. So it's kind of fair enough if you do go and harass a whale. If you swim closer than 30 metres to a whale, you are breaking the law. And if you drive your boat closer than 100 metres, yeah, once again, the law isn't with you if you do get injured, so...
You say you had a lot of things going through your head. What sort of feelings and emotions were they?
A lot. Probably the largest one was awe. I was quite kind of blown away by the experience and how close it was and how comfortable it felt getting that close to me. And then probably the next thing was kind of concern, but at that stage it was... I didn't really have many kind of irrational thoughts, non-physical thoughts going through my head, because I was just thinking, what's my next move? Because as it was going so slowly, I had time to kind of think, right, hang on, let's have a look at this situation. I think somewhere way down the bottom of that list was, is my camera getting the good footage? Because I was thinking, this is amazing. but yeah, that was kind of afterwards that once it went past me, I did realise that I was still holding on to my camera, and I kind of woke up to that fact and got a very beautiful tail fluke just coming up just out of the water and then back down again. So yeah, it was beautiful.
So at that final close encounter, you sort of put your hand up and indicated, you know, far enough, close enough and all that, and you obviously weren't making a serious attempt to stop the whale, because as you said, it's sort of more like trying to stop a bus with your hand.
Yes.
So it really was a signal. Do you reckon the whale picked up on that, hang on a minute, I shouldn't be sort of going any further with this human? And
yeah,
perhaps they turned away because of that.
I mean, possibly. Otherwise, he felt the touch of my hand, because when he did that gentle, gentle bump onto my hand, I pushed off it and got about 50 centimetres away. But during that moment, I think that was when he stopped himself and, like, stopped himself just gliding forward. So, yeah, I think he was kind of just testing what I would do if I was bumped. So a bit like a human looks at a button and thinks, now I wonder what happens if I press that.
Now, you eventually turned to the boat, and what happened then?
So I swam, after they disappeared out of my vision again, I swam towards the boat, which is actually where they were heading. They'd kind of gone past the boat, apparently, by the time I got there. My dad was on the boat, and he filmed them going past as well. So as I got back to the boat, I got out of the water, and then they came back again. And they just once again got very close to the boat, and I went back into the water because I felt like there had been some kind of relationship that had happened between us, and so now they were more comfortable being with us, and I was definitely more comfortable with being with them. At this stage, every single time they came back, there wasn't any fear at all from my end, at least. And, well, we'll never know what the whale was thinking, hey? But, yeah, it was surreal.
Okay, just to wrap up and remind our listeners of those whale-watching guidelines, which include don't disturb whales by approaching closely, you're not the move maker, follow the recommended minimum approach distance of 100 metres.
Yep.
Even though they might seem gentle and all that, they're big things, and you're at risk of getting harm to yourself, and while they're nice and everything, you just play it safe.
Yeah, and absolutely.
As you say, there was some video footage, so we'll make sure we get the YouTube or whatever of that and sort of link it to our podcast so others can see
awesome.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thanks for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure. Have a good day.